This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah have sent to us as mercy, as a healer, as a reminder, as a guide, huwa huda wa rahmah wa shifa wa noor wa huwa diya wa huwa furqan, the one that he used to distinguish between falsehood and truth. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when he described al-Qur'an, he said something interesting that I want to reflect upon today in my talk, or my khutbah. قَالْ هُوَ لَا تَنْقَضِي عَجَائِبُ. يعني, it endless number of amusements in this book. Every time you read the Qur'an and you think about the stories of the Qur'an, the commands of the Qur'an, the legislations of the Qur'an, the way Allah describes Himself in the Qur'an, it makes you always amazed by the quality of this book. And no wonder, because it is Allah's speech. Al-Qur'an huwa kalamullah. And darajatuh min darajatillah li'annahu sifatun min sifati. The quality of this book, it is equal to the quality of Allah Himself, because it is His speech. It is one of His attributes that He speaks, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among the things that He spoke is this book. And today I was just thinking before Jumu'ah about some of the reflections that I want to share with you. And these are random reflections, but leads to one conclusion. It's an open invitation to each and every one of us to read Al-Quran more, and to read in the books of tafsir, and to listen to lectures and talks about Al-Quran more and more. Because there is more to be found, more to be learned, more to be inspired by. Al-Quran tells us that Nuh da'a qawmahu 950 sana. Yukarrir ilayhim al-qawl wa yad'uuhum ila al-najat. Fakhtaru al-gharaq. ويدعو الحيوانات مرة واحدة إلى السفينة فيجيبونه إلى النجاة. It's interesting how Nuh عليه السلام called upon animals one time to ride in the ark, and all accepted the call. While he's 950 years calling humans, his people, to ride there with him, to accept him and to follow him, and they refuse. You know, sometimes, and by the way, the people of Noah used to say, وَمَا نَرَتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِلُنَا بَادِيَ الرَّأِي. The people of Noah used to think of themselves elites, educated, smart, intelligent. يعني أتباعك هؤلاء بادي الرأي, يعني ضعفاء العقول. We are intelligent, we are smart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the animals smarter than them. Sometimes that fitrah, هذه الغريزة السليمة, أنفع وأحب من عقل ضال. It is more beneficial, that pure fitrah, than a twisted, sick, disbelieving mind. An intelligence that lead to the disobedience of Allah. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَتَّ النُّورِ قل نحمل فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول ومن آمن وما آمن معه إلا قليل. قال ابن عباس 80. Allah says that the people who followed him from his people, only 80 with their families and children. And another narration, 10 people. That's it. تتأمل في القرآن. You look at the stories of the Quran and you think about it. And I come across this verse that I always read, the story that we all know. That Imra'at Fir'aun, the wife of Pharaoh, who lived in the house of the biggest taghiyah, the worst of humanity, Fir'aun, that dictator, that disbeliever, still held firm to his religion and to her deen, and she found the light of guidance. While the wife of Lut, alayhi salam, lives in the house of Lut, who is a prophet, and the wife of Nuh, who lives in the house of a prophet, a messenger, and from Uli al-Azm min al-Rusul, yet she couldn't find the light of guidance. Yet she is a disbeliever, and she betrayed her husband. Al-waqi' laysa bi'udhur. So many times we think that where I am living or my circumstances are just an excuse for the situation that I'm in. No, it's not. Especially when it comes to faith and iman. Al-Hajib, Nuh alayhi salam tried to gift life to his son. أراد أن يمنح لولده الحياة. And he refused. And he rejected his father. While Ibrahim alayhi salam, who offered death to his son, Ibrahim told his son, I have seen that I am sacrificing you. طلب ابنه للذبح فامتثل ونوح طلب ابنه للحياة فامتنع. Nuh asked his son, and he wanted to give his son life to make him survive so he could live. And he refused. And he disobeyed his father. While Ibrahim offering death, and he said, yeah, I've seen myself sacrificing you. And he refused. And what's the outcome? Nuh's son died among the kafirin. And Ibrahim's son survived, and he's among al-mursaleen. Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. That disobey his father to the level of arrogance. Sa'awi ila jabali ya'simuni min al-ma. And the other one obeyed his father with the submission to his Lord to the way that, to the extent that make him amused by that scene. I'm amazed by how many times Al-Quran, 90 times in the Quran, if it's not more, Allah tells us, أَنَّهُ قَدَّرَ الْأَرْزَاقِ وَضَمَنَهَا لِخَلْقِهِ فِي أَكْثَرْ مِنْ 90 مَوْضِعًا وَفِي مَوْضِعْ وَاحِدْ يقول الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. ومع ذلك تجد من يشك في هذه 90 موضعًا ويؤمن بهذا الموضع الواحد. في قول الصادق ويصدق بفعله قول الكاذب. 90 times Allah, the one who says nothing but the truth and the absolute truth, telling us that he will take care of your provision. He will provide for you. He will replace what you spent. And his shaitan, one time he promised you poverty if you give. Yet you see, through actions, people believe that one time statement of the liar, which is Iblis, the Satan, over the 90 times that came in the Quran from the most truthful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I read the story of Musa, and I see how many evidence have Musa brought to Fir'aun. one after another. And each one of them is an amazing miracle. You have no conclusion but to say that must be from Allah. One after another. But yet the people of Pharaoh, what they said, وَقَالُوا مَهْمَا تَأْتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ لِتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا فَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whatever sign, whatever miracles you show us, this is magic. We never gonna believe in you. تسعي آيات. Tell me a prophet that Allah told us in the Quran that He have given him 9 miracles at once, kida, to show it to His people. But I read in the story that the magicians who were so into kufr and they came to support Pharaoh against Musa, when they saw the one miracle of Musa, which is this, the cane turned to a snake eating their snake, just one thing, what they have done. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. They fall into sujood, saying, we believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa. They don't even know his name yet, that Lord. They don't even know Allah's name. They said, we just believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa. We know nothing about, but we know that this is the truth. That miracle only comes from someone who was sent by God. قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرُ. Fir'aun said, he must be the one who taught you magic, even though Fir'aun knows he's lying, because Fir'aun knows that Musa was raised in his house and he has nothing to do with magic. And he knows that those magicians from Egypt, and Musa was outside of Egypt before he came back. So he knows his line. And he threatened them. And he tortured them. And he cut their hands and their legs and he crucified them. All of them, and they said, قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَيَانَا وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ. Allahu Akbar. He said, we will never favor you over what? Over the truth that appeared to us. Do whatever you want. You only control this life. We believe in the Lord who have created us upon Iman originally. This is the fitrah. So Allah might forgive our sins and what you have forced us to do. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا. The one who comes and meets Allah as a criminal, فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. Will end in hellfire. وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا. And the one who meets Allah as a believer, قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, did good deeds, فَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَى. They will be in a high level in Jannah. So I realized that the issue is not, you know, a logic and magic and proof to me that this is correct, and we waste so much time to prove them logically correct or wrong. No, no. Most of the cases, it is about the heart. Are they sincere or not? And that's what leads people to Iman. I read in the Quran that how nice and gentle prophets are, how wise they are, they were. How prophets and messengers, they were so nice, gentle, wise. The way they speak, the way they talk, the way they give da'wah. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا اُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. All these verses talking and praising the methods and the ways the prophets deliver the message. Yet Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ. Yet Allah says, and thus we have made for every prophet an enemy, devils from mankind and jinn. Not just enemy, they are devils. another level of animosity to those kind, nice people who use nice, soft words, wisdom, peaceful, moderate, balance, you name it, all the nice, fancy word you want to use. Yet, but there's an enemy. And I realize at this moment that animosity will happen. No matter how nice you are, no matter how good you are, there will be people who hate you for nothing but for who you are, for the truth that you carry. They will be just jealous of how good of a truth that you carry and you represent. Don't take it personally. It's not about you. Hater don't hate you. They hate themselves and they hate the truth that you carry. That's why I never allowed negative people to turn me into one of them. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who reflect upon the verses in the Quran and to learn from it. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ بِاسْتَغْفِرُ الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. When Allah tells the story of the people of the trench, He told us about them, ذلك الفوز الكبير. Indeed, those who believed in the one righteous deed believed and done righteous deed will have gardens beneath which rivers flow. That is the great attainment. Al-fawzul kabir, the great winning. I asked myself when I was reading, that's the only time in the Quran Allah referred to somebody or some group as al-fawzul kabir, the greatest winning. Yet, I know that the people of Trench, all of them were killed. The people of Trench, they did not take over the, destroy that dictators or they became victorious in this dunya. No. And I realize that the true success is in holding into one's principles and the success of the hereafter. Al-fawz al-kabir an ta'ish wa tamut ala mabadi'ik al-haqqa. The great success is to live and to die upon these principles that you believed in. It's easy. It's easy to have good principles in life. But what's really hard is to hold into them until you die. That's why Sheikh Baz used to say, it's easy to live for the sake, to die for the sake of Allah. You just die. What's really hard is to live for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this upcoming summer an opportunity for us and our family and children to reflect more on the Quran. And I highly recommend you, as these days of summer's coming, a long day, is to put a program for your children, to enlist them to study the book of Allah, to be connected more to the book of Allah, to read more of the Quran, to listen more to the Quran, to listen to more lectures about the Quran. We will have, inshallah, in the masjid here, a program in Elm Tree for 5 weeks, which is there's a Quranic studies will take place. We have programs that offer, training and learning and basic tafsir that's going on almost every week in the masjid here. Make sure that you're part of that. Make sure that you grow. Make sure that you use all the tools that at hand to make you grow your relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this beautiful long summer days, inshallah ta'ala, that it's approaching us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and our parents. Allahumma ghafir lana wa liwalidina warhamna wa'afu anna ya arhamar rahimin. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وأن تؤتي نفوسنا تقواها وأن تزكيها أنت خير من زكاها وأن تصلي وتسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا وقوموا للصلاة.